I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. The Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps is continuing to modernise with 76 new emergency vehicles. Home Affairs Minister Leon Glauden went to Mertert to see them, including a new 8-metre multi-purpose boat for rescuing people and animals from water. New additions to the fleet also include 3 intensive care transport vehicles and a telescopic mast truck. The cost of the vehicles is estimated between 10 and 12 million euros. Luxembourg's National Centre for Victims of Violence assisted 426 people in its first year, but cases skyrocketed with 248 new victims in the last 2 months alone. The surge follows its expansion to a 24/7 round-the-clock service in May. Roughly 80% of victims suffered domestic abuse. France has officially asked other EU countries for help in its wildfires, triggering the bloc's civil protection mechanism, with planes and helicopters expected from Portugal, Croatia, Czechia and Slovakia. In Gironde, a fire has destroyed almost 5,000 hectares, with 20,000 people evacuated around Arcachon Bay. Spain has declared a national state of emergency in 2 regions, with 10,000 residents forced from their homes west of Madrid. Oil prices have topped $100 a barrel for the first time since May, as the widening conflict in the Middle East stokes fears over global energy supplies. Brent crude, the international benchmark, rose more than 6% on Thursday, and prices spiked further after Houthi militia in Yemen attacked oil tankers in the Red Sea. Ukrainian drones have hit a warehouse belonging to Russian e-commerce giant Wildberries near St. Petersburg, sparking a fire that sent smoke over the city. Kyiv has stepped up long-range drone strikes on Russian energy, military and logistics sites, calling them justified retribution for Moscow's nightly attacks on Ukrainian cities. The US has decided on new tariffs against 60 countries in total, taking effect from 6 a.m. today. Washington's stated reason is that the targeted countries are not doing enough to combat forced labor, invoking an old clause in trade law that provides a legal basis for the policy. The whole EU faces an extra 10%, China and Japan face 12.5%. Moving to sports and in cycling, Ecuador's Richard Carapaz emerged from a 6-man group to climb to victory on the Alpine 18th stage of the Tour de France yesterday. On stage 19 today, riders tackle the famous 21 hairpin bends, finishing after 128 kilometres. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a bright start, the clouds will move in mid-morning, but it will remain mostly sunny with pleasant temperatures all day. Morning temperatures range from around 20 degrees now to a maximum of 26 degrees in the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
On the CR110 in Esch, there's been an accident. On the A4 between Foot and Pompierre, there's a 5-minute delay. Another 5-minute delay on the A13 between Illehange and Lancouts. There's a broken down vehicle on the M37 in Illehange. And on the A3 between Darchem and Hesperange, there's another broken down vehicle. As well as on the N13 in Pompierre, there's another broken down vehicle. Speed checks will be taking place this morning in Gosseldange and Rosbosch. If you'd like any more information, head to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Want your drinks delivered at home? Go to drinks.lu. Drinks, proud sponsors of The Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
The Lunchbox with Stephen Stapps Lowe.
RTL. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Thank you.
Babble On by The Strokes. That's a new one from them. Hello everyone, happy Friday. It is 8 minutes past 10. I'm feeling in a good mood today because it's Friday and also it's sunny and but not too warm, so I'm happy. Got a new one from Charlie XCX coming up next. I haven't heard this one yet, so let's listen together. It's Magic Metal Montana.
Love your dog, love your girlfriend, a quiet